One, two, three, four. Victorian houses dot these small town streets, where the water runs down now to feed the city's needs. Well, the high pressure pumps of the industrial machines flooded these valleys in the 19-teens. I was born and raised here on this old plantation, amidst suburban sprawl, real estate, the dot-com generation. Well, the master's house is a museum now for the modern gentry that overlooks the water and the truth. Oh, and travelers now come to this destination to marvel at the expertise of the carpenter and mason. Architecture and landscape stained with the fingerprints of the unpaid, chained, abused people, enslaved our roots. Yeah, but right there on the side streets of these historic towns are the depots of the engineers who helped bring slavery down. Abolitionists, anti-racist families, organizers, freedom fighters. Yeah, and you can walk the secret paths where the railroad ran, where my great-great-grandfather drew a line across the sand. Said, bring your dogs, we'll beat the fear. You can find my feet, but the beach are there, cause that northern star of freedom's clear in the night sky. And if the price of freedom is the price of life, then you ante up. You don't live twice, you believe in freedom, and that's the price you'll pay. And you gamble with Harriet and Frederick and William Still and all the other heroes. Yeah, but these suburban streets don't like to talk. They're lit upon the past, a blanket made of rock. But if you ask the right questions and you pick the right locks, you'll find the clues master hid back then. And today I'm holding up the roots of a history worth living in. Resistance to oppression towards the shining light of freedom northbound. The real heroes, the real people, real stories, passing it on.